Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. It's been a massive week in tech, with highlights spanning new product innovations, software updates, evolving privacy issues, and trends in government contracting. We'll kick things off with the latest hardware announcements that are sparking conversations among both hobbyists and industry professionals alike. Our first spotlight is the Adafruit ENS161 MicroWox gas sensor, recently featured in John Park's product pick of the week. This little gem offers versatile gas sensing capability, seamlessly connecting through Stemma QT and QoS interfaces. It makes it easy for educators and hobbyists to develop projects that detect air quality, enhance safety, or simply learn more about electronics. The ease of integration really puts practical sensing at everyone's fingertips, offering a rich learning experience for tinkerers of all stripes. Shifting to the glitzy floor of CES 2026, Dell caught attention with a decisive pivot in its product line strategy. Moving away from pure AI-centric releases, Dell doubled down on traditional computing, unveiling updated XPS laptops and Alienware machines. This shift addresses the growing demand for reliable and familiar tech as consumers seek more substance and clarity in new hardware, especially compared to the sometimes opaque world of AI. It's a clear signal that the industry realizes not everyone is ready to trade in long-loved devices for cloud-dependent AI gadgets just yet. Alongside Dell, HP revealed their EliteBoard G1A, a Windows desktop that's also a keyboard specifically designed for business hot desk environments. With USB-C connectivity and AMD's newest processors, this device aims for maximum portability and workplace flexibility. Still, people are questioning whether such integrations can really replace the versatility and comfort of a traditional laptop in the long term. Asus didn't disappoint at CES either, wowing crowds with the ZenBook A16, boasting a 16-inch 3K OLED screen, and the dual-screen ROG Zephyrus Duo, catering to productivity buffs and gamers alike. These launches showcase a growing focus on displays and device flexibility, reinforcing the idea that user experience still sits atop the wishlist for Aussie consumers. And for the young and young at heart, LEGO introduced Smart Bricks, programmable computers that plug directly into your favorite LEGO sets. These little beauties are loaded with sensors and charge wirelessly to supercharge creative learning, opening new avenues for home inventors and classroom experiments. Moving away from hardware, let's talk about some pivotal software updates. IPFire's Core Update 199 has landed, introducing full support for Wi-Fi 6 and 7, critical performance tweaks, and new network discovery features for this open-source firewall. System administrators and network security fans will be happy to see these changes, especially as bandwidth demands keep growing across Australia's hybrid offices. On the server front, AMD rolled out new firmware-agnostic system-on-chips, helping to break down barriers in enterprise server management. The new design allows companies to mix and match hardware and software stacks more easily, a real plus for tech managers juggling mixed server fleets. Meanwhile, Holmes GPT arrived to help engineers make sense of cloud-native headaches. It streamlines issue investigation by automatically correlating logs and highlighting root causes during those frantic incident response moments. By lowering the complexity of troubleshooting, Holmes GPT is poised to save teams heaps of time and reduce costly service interruptions. Linux kernel maintainers are also reviewing a new proposal for a simplified DRM splash screen, making embedded device startups less intimidating for everyday users. Redox OS, another rising star in the alternative operating system world, now boasts preliminary Linux DRM support and dynamic ARM64 linking. Developers focused on security and portability will want to watch Redox's progress as its unique architecture continues to evolve. Of course, as technology enables more, it also brings new risks, especially in the realms of privacy and security. Microsoft's OneDrive has come under fire after automatic activation during Windows updates disrupted users' files, leaving some unable to locate valued documents. These activation woes sparked intense debate, with some drawing uncomfortable parallels to ransomware tactics, even though there was no malicious intent. Meanwhile, in a move that's raised eyebrows throughout the privacy community, Wegmans in New York started collecting detailed biometric data from shoppers for safety purposes. Data like facial recognition and voice patterns are ripe for retention and potentially law enforcement use, a trend that's worrying privacy advocates globally. On the open source front, Debian's project data protection team is actively seeking new volunteers after a leadership shakeup to improve regulatory compliance. This underscores how even major open source communities are grappling with the challenge of protecting personal data in a borderless world. Shifting to the legal front, U.S. Congressman Richie Torres has proposed new rules targeting insider trading within political prediction markets. The move comes amid high-profile cases involving privileged profits made from bet-based platforms, stoking debate around the fairness of modern information markets. As always, protecting the integrity of both financial and predictive systems remains an ongoing regulatory battle. Market trends in consumer electronics also reflected the shift to practicality over novelty this week, as customers opt for clear, reliable IT solutions. Dell's new focus on traditional computing hardware has resonated with those tired of trading substance for speculative AI features that may not fit every workflow. Meanwhile, on the security beat, the founder of the stalkerware app PC Tattletale pleaded guilty, marking a turning point in global efforts against digital surveillance. Advocacy groups see this as a pivotal win in the fight to make personal devices safer for all Australians. Artificial intelligence continues to reshape software development, with Boris Cherney weighing in this week on how individual developers now rival entire teams thanks to smarter tools. This evolution is democratizing development capacity and letting more Aussies bring ideas to life with increasingly powerful AI workflows. Google is shaking up the Android open source project by shifting its release cycle to a biannual pattern. This change is sparking discussions about transparency and long-term sustainability, crucial questions for everyone who relies on Android's open nature. At the same time, more organizations are adopting retrieval augmented generation RAG models to efficiently extract data from complex multimodal documents. For businesses tackling vast and varied datasets, this tech promises a faster, clearer window into their own information. Now, let's shift gears to something that often flies under the radar, but is a massive part of the tech economy. Government contracting. For Australians interested in how public money is spent abroad, there are fascinating tools powering transparency on where and how governments buy their tech. The USA Spending Portal is a great example, aggregating contract and expenditure data across all US federal agencies. It provides unified reporting gathered from numerous vetted sources to create a public database, enabling journalists, entrepreneurs, and researchers to gain fresh insights. Curious about how the Department of Homeland Security spends its budget, or which agencies lead the way in digital innovation? USA Spending has you covered with detailed breakdowns. If you're keen on understanding individual contracts, the Federal Procurement Data System, FPDS, offers granularity rarely seen elsewhere. Through powerful search features by supplier, product type, or agency, FPDS helps reveal procurement trends over time. SAM.gov is another vital platform, acting as a single point for businesses to discover live procurement opportunities and register for bidding. SAM.gov features daily listings, as well as announcements for industry days, where companies can gain insider tips directly from government buyers. Rounding out these tools, GSA Advantage operates like an online superstore for public sector buyers, hosting everything from IT services to office supplies. Both small suppliers and global giants can see competitors, catalogs, recently awarded contracts, and more, offering valuable intel for strategic business decisions. Whether you're an Aussie entrepreneur looking to tap into global government markets or a curious citizen, these platforms shine a light on global contracting processes. Switching continents and galaxies, science made headlines this week as well, with new research challenging our dreams of life on Jupiter's icy moon Europa. Researchers have found compelling evidence that Europa might lack the geological activity needed to support life, making it less likely to host the chemistry we associate with habitability. While sci-fi fans may be disappointed, this sort of research helps scientists refine what to look for when searching for life elsewhere in our solar system. Zooming out, what's clear from all these stories is how tightly interconnected innovation, regulation, and privacy have become within the broader tech ecosystem. As the landscape shifts rapidly, adaptability and vigilance are essential. Whether you're rolling out new products, monitoring compliance, or safeguarding your own privacy. In Australia and globally, that means staying attuned to emerging trends, rising risks, and the ethics underpinning tomorrow's technology. Looking ahead, it's an exciting time for tech enthusiasts. Hardware continues to delight, software grows ever more powerful, and policy debates remain as heated as ever. Whether you tinker with smart bricks, roll out the latest firewall, or track government contracts online, this week's highlights show the value of staying connected and informed. No matter where you sit in the tech world, from hobbyist to CIO, The forces shaping our digital future demand our engagement. That's it from me for this week's Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.